This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Great Britain will soon have a new spiritual leader. The Bishop of Durham, Justin Welby, has been named the next Archbishop of Canterbury, the most senior priest in the Church of England. He is not, however, your average minister, and as a result, British bankers may soon be getting an earful from the pulpit. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has that story from London.
To be nominated to this post is both astonishing and exciting.
It is astonishing. The next Archbishop, Justin Welby, was once an oil company finance chief. He knows as much about derivatives as divinity. Luke Hildyard, who campaigns against corporate greed, believes he's just acquired a powerful new ally.
He's not some naive, ethereal figure. He knows what he's talking about, and it would be very difficult for big business to dismiss his concern.
And he's made his concern about corporate malfeasance very clear. He says shareholders should suffer dividend cuts if their companies commit a crime. He's railed against what he calls sinful corporations. And Ed Haddas of financial website Breaking Views says he's been very critical of the banks.
He seems to feel that much of what bankers do these days is of no social value. So I think he's going to be a pretty formidable opponent to the weak spots of the banking industry.
But Brian Mayers of the British Banking Association doesn't feel threatened.
Constructive criticism from somebody who has actually been in there and understands how the markets work could be very enlightening.
You're not shaking in your shoes then? You're not nervous about this appointment?
We welcome the appointment.
He may come to regard the new archbishop as a mixed blessing. One of the most famous archbishops of Canterbury was described as that troublesome priest. Now, Justin Welby is no Thomas Becket, but history may be about to repeat itself. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.